Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A handful of Valley kids got a chance to get their hands on Nintendo's newest games this morning at Monterey Elementary.
Do you have a Nintendo game?
No.
Would you like to get one?
Yeah.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tommy Daslow, and with me, as always,
Ben Vanel here, Tommy. It's great to be here on a crowded couch. We've got a very special guest with us here today. It is, of course...
Thank you, Ben Vanel. I could see the joke and I wanted to join in with the chorus when it showed up. That's me here. We are my favourite band, Crowded Couch, is representative of us having a guest here. Melanie Bracewell. Hooray! Yay. Comedian Melanie Bracewell.
Video games.
She's flying already.
There's something about trying to keep like the theater of radio on a podcast. Like, let's not reveal the guest yet. But anyone watching, it's like, yeah, she's sitting there. Yeah. I can just see her in the middle of you guys. Yeah. Thanks for joining us, Mel.
Great to be here.
Host of The Cheap Seats on Channel 10 in this fine country.
Have you sat on a cheaper seat than the couch built for three?
I don't think so. This seems like a Facebook Marketplace number. That's where I feel most comfortable.
It's sort of that. I got it from IKEA a few years ago, and then I was moving out of my house and we were moving in here at the same time. So I sold it to ourselves.
Yeah. It's a rescue couch.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't quite have, you couldn't look after it anymore. You had to give it up.
I still feel like we got scammed somehow, though.
Yeah. We got to keep it on a leash when we walk it, but it's all good. It's technically a 2.5 seater as well, so we're doing well to fit all three of us on.
Which one of us is the 0.5, I wonder?
I think I'm 1.5.
We were talking about, because this is the first time we've had a guest on the show since, being in this setup and filming the show, and there was massive debate, the end of which was, there's absolutely no way we're going to be able to fit three people on the couch. Yeah. And then it's comfortably. Yeah.
Look at how much I could manspread.
This is
right
why
now.
We didn't want to have all of us on the couch in case one of us pulled a fucking move. it's good to have you here. Thank you for coming. You might not know this. You guys might not know this. Okay. Well, I've been getting really into gotcha journalism lately.
Oh, yeah, God.
We joked about it before this, but I'm actually doing it.
Okay.
I've been camped out on a lawn all night with my camera.
That was our first request. I said to you, Mel, is it possible if we do the podcast in your driveway as you're leaving for your errands for the day?
Put a hood over yourself or whatever. I was just on the lawn of like a auto shop called Breakwell. I googled it wrong, but I googled Melanie Bracewell video games see, and I've got two gotchas.
Okay,
two of your tweets came up.
This
first.
Is disturbing, honestly.
I know. I did my research.
Yeah, that's disturbing me.
I don't know if it's a gotcha if I tweeted it out for the public to see.
I'm going to say gotcha after both tweets.
Okay,
you spelled video games wrong. How do you respond?
If I spelled it wrong, then you spelled it wrong googling it.
Yeah, I probably did. You know how Google asks you every time you search something, did you mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, you tweeted two tweets about video. This is the research I've done. One of them was you saying that you hope someone you played with in League of Legends sees the tweet because they were so bad that they should uninstall the game.
Then that's
I think
hater.
You told them to kill themselves.
Gotcha.
That's what gotcha journalism is, right? You just make stuff up.
Yeah. Oh man, I get so mad. That was one of those tweets that I I was sure I would have deleted in the cold light of the morning, but I guess I didn't. No. That, I feel like I tweet that all the time, and then I'm like, okay, all right, that's embarrassing.
It was pretty funny, and that as well was like, you know, very much a thing of like, damn, that was like a real game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If, honestly, if you saw what I write in League of Legends all chat, I wouldn't have a career. I don't think.
So like, you're on there under like
all of these characters are hot. Go and read my fan fictions about them.
So you're playing with and against people that don't know, you know, that could be massive Cheap Seats fans.
They
that
could
have
be
no idea
exactly, and I was
alongside.
Hoping that they were, and that they would feel ashamed of themselves. I don't know. I it's because I think that veil of anonymity playing video games is like the only outlet I have to be a toxic person. Because if I'm toxic in any other aspect of my life, then maybe
there's
people would get angry. There'd be like a Daily Mail article. I don't think the Daily Mail is like playing League of Legends in the hopes that they potentially match with me.
it's big of you to take that toxicity to your real Twitter.
That's why I was. Yeah, that was a brave. That's how. That's the level of mad that I was.
It was worded nicer than the way I repeat. And then another one was begrudgingly admitting that your boyfriend was good at video games.
Oh. Yeah,
gotcha.
Oh, that was I think it might have been me like quote tweeting something cool he did in Halo.
I think it was a video of something.
Yeah, he was world starring on someone, and I was like, I guess I can provide for us as a family unit and let you just play video games because you're quite good.
That man, the dream to be good at games.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I want to say semi-professional Halo coach. He just got back from Texas.
Right, I was going to ask you about this.
Yes,
really.
He got back from Texas for DreamHack, and it was all expenses paid so that he could coach a Halo team.
Whoa. Wow.
I know. It's crazy.
That's very cool. Damn, my research didn't go very good. I didn't even click through to the tweet.
Yeah, what's that involve? What are you doing if you're coaching a Halo team?
He's got like an app on his phone that's got all the timers of like when all the weapons will come up so that he can be like, the rockets are up in like 35 seconds.
Oh,
make sure you reposition around that. And yeah, he's like watching everyone's screens like kind of dictating play, sort of.
You're the conductor if you're the coach.
Yeah, I guess like because like Halo's sort of like, it's a first-person shooter, so he's kind of like the commander.
Yeah.
He's like the Ted Lasso of the group. Yeah. Really corny. And
this is the element of video games where even though I play a lot and I co-host a podcast about them, this is the realm of it where I feel like someone's auntie, where I'm like, how do you become, like I get... getting into competitive Halo, but then taking the next step where you're like, I'm actually going to coach this.
Yes.
That seems like a wild leap to me. Like, how do you arrive at that as a thing?
So Sean is like a very good player of the game, but I think he's like also like such a nerd that he got into like the nitty gritty of like the stats.
Right.
So he was like, he's basically got like a Moneyball style spreadsheet as well to like plug in all of the like team stats. It like outputs like questions based on the stats, so he'll put all everything in and it'll be like, it'll fire back, in this game why did you not get your shields up as much as you usually do,
right,
or something like that. So like it's insane. It's so stupid.
Damn, boys, we gotta get Sean in here next week.
I know. Well, exactly.
I don't think we'd be able to handle it.
Yeah.
Make it a family business and you can do the trash talking coaching.
Oh.
You have your own spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Bad cop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
More like fucking master idiot.
Okay, you looked at one League of Legends.
The chief.
You're talking about Master Chief. Okay, there's also Master Yi in League of Legends. So there was a bit of crossover.
You're Master
Yi,
oldie fuckhead.
Yeah.
You're the trash talk coach, not me.
So how did his team do in... So wait, it's a team that he coaches here and they were heading over to Texas to compete.
Yeah, so they went to Texas. They spent, almost 2 weeks there doing tournaments and, one of their players, like, he found out his... Oh, I don't know if I want to say this, but it was like found like his relationship broke up the day before. It was like
this is where a coach has to come in.
It's like a heat wave, so like so hot that you can't leave anywhere without air conditioning, yeah, without right. like dying.
Yeah, right.
You had to get an Uber for like a block. Right. So like, it was like a crazy environment, and then they just sort of came somewhere in the middle. In the but like, it was
like is this like Qatar having the World Cup? It's yeah, like, yeah, totally. It shouldn't be here. It's too hot to be playing Halo. Exactly. Austin are bribing. Texas yeah, are bribing
the
them.
The Xboxes That's, are overheating. It's
honestly,
crazy.
It's such a good sign yeah. to have something tragic happen right before the tournament.
Absolutely.
So, that like, ideally, I know that boyfriend is the coach, but ideally the coach dies because God. Then you see the ghost of them at like the other side of Blood Gulch encouraging you to win later
ideally,
on.
Ideally your boyfriend dies.
Not the way I phrased it. Sorry, I phrased it like one of your tweets after you lost a game.
This couch is starting to feel smaller and smaller. Yeah.
I think now you're getting gotcha.
Yeah, I'm gotcha-ing myself.
Gotcha. But no, you're right. That is classic, like if you're watching the Netflix doco, Sean has to go in and have a real heart-to-heart with this guy, you know.
The best player's got to miss their flight and be 50-50 mm-hmm. whether they're going to make it. That sort of shit.
They booked their flights 2 days before going.
Yes.
That's how fucking crazy. It's so stupid. I got so anxious. He's like, I'm maybe going to Texas tomorrow. I'm like, what do you mean maybe tomorrow? Like, that's just how they do it because Halo pays for it. So they're right. like, they'll pay upwards of $3,000 for the flight. They'll
He's too deep in. He's like, the flight's haven't spawned yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't
exactly.
get on the plane. Yeah, doesn't exist.
Trying to min-max my...
I've got to pull the pilot out before I can climb into the plane.
So how did they go?
They won a couple and then they lost a couple. They didn't make it to the championship.
Right.
The world... The world finals.
But they could make it to worlds, like, because it's like a different, it's like a, I don't know, I fucking, this is the problem, is I don't really know, he just sort of talks. I hear words, I hear qualifiers, I hear invitationals, I hear God, all it's these brutal. Words.
And like, you're into video I games, know. Even yeah. you're like, snooze.
No, but if we had had him here and we're like, what's the cheap seats like? You go, I think it's about furniture. Yeah.
it's a show about flossing, I think.
What's your video game history, start to finish?
Yeah,
video game history. That is a good question. I probably League of Legends weirdly would have been one of like the first games that I played a lot.
And that's you're playing that online a lot. I often see you. It's boy, you can get whiplash following Melanie Bracewell on Instagram because it'll be you on the way home from netball, and then the next thing will be you with the like big Turtle Beach headset on, the like neon pink lighting behind you, and but then you're like, hey, does anyone have a recommendation for a stylist for the Logies? It's like, fucking hell, it's all happening simultaneously.
Gotcha. It's wild. I would say My brother, he had a PlayStation 1, and that was my first foray, is that my brother's very anal. His name's Shane. We call him Shane-al. And in his room, like, he was so into, like, he'd have little, he'd have, like, dragon things, but they would, like, be behind glass so that they wouldn't get any dust on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that was, and he's just, like, so, yeah.
No, they're toys.
They're not toys.
Us as kids, because he's a bit older than me, us as kids would be like, okay, Shane likes dragons so for his birthday and stuff, we get like a cute little dragon coming out of an egg, little statue. And stuff. And it looks so terrible.
A baby dragon.
Yeah, a baby dragon. And we think, oh, there's a cute little dragon because Shane loves dragons. And they'd go sort of into the corner.
Yeah, they'd be the wrong dragon for sure.
Yeah. And so.
I've been the Shane-al of my family.
Adam anal.
They didn't even bother with the Adam at the start.
Yeah, yeah. So he had a PlayStation 1, but he would have the controller coiled up, and so me and my sister would sneak in and we'd play like a little bit of Crash Bandicoot or something and then we'd have to coil it all back
perfectly
and place it back and then like recently he was like, oh yeah, I knew that you had touched it, obviously.
Only recently.
No, like I think so. I think he was sort of like maybe didn't care enough because we'd like tied it up after ourselves.
As long as it's
okay. And then, and then he was like, oh no, well, I knew that you had stuck it and used the PlayStation. So we weren't as coy as we thought we were being.
No. But so that was the first.
That was the first foray. And then.
That's exciting. Having to like steal your video games.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, because like a lot of video games when I was little were made for older people than me. Tell me if I'm going too fast. But like, I would.
You're talking about strip poker, right?
Yeah, man. But like Wolfenstein and shit like that. Yeah. So I would like have to do the same thing because it was like the family computer and whatever, and I have to sneakily play that, and then like I'll tab to over to Commander Keen or whatever. Yeah. I was like 12. No, but like it's fun. Sneaking it, and it'll make you more interested in something if it's
forbidden. Yeah.
Same with
That's
movies
why I love
when
jewels.
So yeah, PlayStation 1.
Yes,
you get
and then my other brother. Then when it was, I guess we moved into PlayStation 2 at this stage. Mm-hmm. He would play a lot of Final Fantasy, and I would watch him play, and I would really enjoy watching Final Fantasy. He played Final Fantasy 7 and Final Fantasy 10 are the two that I watched him play. And then he'd ask me if I wanted to play, and I'd be like, no.
Yeah,
like I was scared. It felt like I was too young for the game, maybe, or like.
They're good ones to watch, though.
Yeah, but I was just like, I was just really enjoying watching it, and then also I couldn't do anything wrong. Like I could experience it.
Yeah.
Oh, you felt like it was a trap. Do you want to go? And then you like lose the battle, and you never hear the end of it.
Yeah. I think he would be like, "No, you can start your own game if you want." And I'm like, "I don't know. I don't know." It just freaked me out.
Like early Twitch streaming.
Yeah, exactly.
Give your brother
like
$2 every now and then. Show feet.
then I sort of then I got a computer and I played like League of Legends in high school.
I love that. Your history is watching Final Fantasy and you're like, I'm going straight in the deep end on PC gaming.
Eventually I did play Final Fantasy X and Final Fantasy VII and loved it. And now I've got like this nostalgia with Final Fantasy, so I always go back to it. League of Legends, it was like I just had some friends and we'd go to school and then we'd come home, we'd go on Skype and we'd play League of Legends basically from the end of school to like bedtime.
Sick.
It's a bit of a blind spot, I think, for all three 100%. Of us, League of Legends.
And like Dota and all of those, like, this is your one game to be
games
good at
that
it.
You can like make money playing.
Anything that has forward momentum to it. I've not gone anywhere near, but like it's such
careers are a blind spot for us.
It's such a like uninviting. It's good that you had like a group of friends, I guess, to play it with, because like that's been the thing that's always kept me at arm's length from it, is that like it's such a scary thing to definitely be bad at for ages.
Oh, you I'd like and like the I guess what would you call it, this the skill arc of it, like you do start so bad, and it's been quite sweet. Sean's dad has started playing because he's like he's retired and he's like, oh, like this is a game that my son likes to play, I'm gonna get into it, we watch it, and you know he's pretty bad, but he's having a great time, even though he's playing in like Iron 2, which is like one of the lowest rank you can be.
Iron's not at the top. Is it the same? I remember StarCraft was like Diamond at the top and whatever, and it's the same sort of like precious metals type of.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
What if we found out Mel's tweet was about Adam trying League of Legends for the first time?
It's so, the people there are so mean to you.
It's so intimidating. Ben's got a gamer dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every console generation, I'll like dump my physical copies of games, and but like he's played like God of War, Ragnarok, and you know he's super into the single player like story focused games. I think like me, he would be too overwhelmed by League of Legends.
Yes, yeah.
Like, people talking to him would probably be a turn off. Just like, leave me alone. I wanna you know immerse myself.
What I think is so funny is like the his dad, like I guess the combination of new media and old media, in the sense that when you play League of Legends, you might, if you're new, you might look up like a build of like what items to buy for your champion, or what runes to have, what, you know, little skill things that you add to your your champion as you play.
Now as well.
I know. I'm trying to describe it. Like, how do I describe it to these dipshits?
I'm just picturing the person who listens to this who loves League of Legends and is frustrated that it's never come up and being like, oh, fucking finally, they're learning.
In a simple terms, you kill someone, you get 300 gold, then you use that 300 gold, you build items. So if someone's got heaps of kills and like no deaths, they're going to be way stronger. They get stronger throughout the game.
Cool.
And so there are guides to be like, this is the item you want to build first, and you keep going, blah, blah, blah. And usually you'd have that like on another tab, or you can just alt tab out of it, or you have programs that will like automatically show it in the corner of your game.
Okay. Put your coach over your shoulder. He
has found a guide and he's printed it out.
Oh, yes.
And he's
yes.
like handwriting, like yep. what, you know.
In
what,
the like plastic sleeve.
And so, yeah, yeah. Like printed next to his screen is that's like incredible. His bill, which yeah. is so sweet. Yeah. It's so cute.
Yeah, I love a dad that games that's still fundamentally a dad. So he's like exactly. keeping the mouse in a little bum bag yeah. waste at all times
yeah,
yeah sick that's yeah. great.
I feel like the League of Legends is like one of, if not the most popular game still mm. right like
yeah.
it's and overtook Dota, which is like the thing it kind of took its thing from mm. I think
yes yeah.
And I tried Dota ages and ages ago, and it's like the like an RTS or whatever where you're like yeah developing a thing, but the it's the teamwork that I find impenetrable in life and in game. Like that yeah how, like,
doesn't work well with others
because yeah. like there's that pressure to well you better be doing it right because you'll yes. fuck it up for us otherwise.
Yeah, it's like crazy. You could have like it's 5 versus 5, but you could have 9 people that hate you mm. while yeah. you play. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember in fucking Final Fantasy 14, the like raids and shit you do in that. I was doing, I think, the first one I ever did, and I was some support. Like, this is the problem as well. I did it. I have a memory of it, but I couldn't tell you what class I was or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was hitting the buttons when the timer came back.
Mm hmm.
That's surely the beautiful. Goal.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's and gaming. Then people were getting mad at me because they're like, the person who's first should do it. And there's like an order that you were meant to see when you went in that like I was actually the fucking lower tier guy. So I was okay. like a backup singer jumping in for like
right.
verses.
And they're like, also stop saying that word. It's not allowed.
You're like, wow, the game's automatically asterisking it out. It's fine.
But you were a big WoW player, weren't you, Nox?
But never really got into that aspect of it. That's what I always liked right. about those sorts of games is that you could go off and hide in your own little corner of the online world, even to sink it into an online world. I'd yeah. be like, wow.
At school, you're in the library reading Lord of the Rings in the corner, and at home, you're in WoW.
Reading lore books in the game yeah, in the corner
yeah.
of an inn.
Yeah.
You're reading it. Yeah, you should be able to like go into World of Warcraft and read like a John Grisham novel or something.
They kind of write some, but they're all like, oh, whatever, if John Grisham wrote about orcs.
Yeah, but that, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Jack they should Ryan. Just be about the books in the fantasy world should be about our reality, which
right.
is like,
oh
wow, this guy's
books.
Going to his
crazy.
Office and like he's on the computer
right.
doing his job.
Like Tom Clancy should be like, "What's a submarine? That's
yeah.
sick."
Yeah, yeah,
okay, that makes
Hobbits
sense.
Hobbits should be like, "Oh wow, this fantasy world where they put on a little suit and they go sit at a desk and they type all day. Sounds crazy. Anyway, off we go on our little adventure."
You know, they filmed real life office movie in Hobbiton. You can yeah. still go over to Hobbiton and like the whole country's got all this real life office stuff there
yeah.
when you go to the Lord of the Ring. Anyway, the yeah, cool. So what sell us this pen,
sell
this
us
League of Legends
on
pen.
League of Legends. Oh, I mean, I don't need to. No, I don't know what it is about it. I think it maybe there's probably just elements of it that are just so addictive.
Mm.
And each game is like about 40 minutes. And it's very Moorish. So if you win, you just go, well, we'll just like run it back. Let's win again. Mm. And also the ranked system is like you gain LP, you lose LP. So like
right.
you would like gain 15, but if you lose, you'd lose 15. So it's like you keep going down. And you're like, I just want more and we can win it back. We,
yes.
we, like, right. we keep going. We can. And so it's got this like addictive thing where you just have to play it. You just go, one more, that's fine. It's another 40 minutes. That's okay, we can play one more.
That's so. What I've got with Marvel Snap. It's the same yeah. thing. It's that ranked thing of like losing 8 cubes, dropping a rank. I'm like, oh no. Well,
no, now I've got to get back.
Exactly.
I can't
yeah, yeah.
finish this session lower than where I started.
Exactly.
I have to claw my way back
and
up.
Yeah, when the gameplay is fun and it's, you know, there's a collection aspect and an upgrading aspect too, it's a casino philosophy,
yes.
right?
Oh, yeah.
I do play League of Legends, but another game that Riot makes is TFT, which uses the same like champions as League of Legends, but it's like an auto chess game. I don't know if you've
oh.
played it.
Okay.
Where it's like it's called Teamfight Tactics. So you like have gold and you can spend it on units and then you place it and they synergize with each other. So they'll have different roles, but you might want like 3 sorcerers or something like that.
Okay.
And you place your board and then you've got to like I don't know, build up an economy and mm-hmm. you get interest on the money you have, so you don't want to spend all your money.
Right.
It's really cool.
It sounds
so
like an entry
cool.
point to, like, just change one letter and this is very yeah. NFT shit
yeah.
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. yeah.
It sounds great,
you
honestly.
You spend real money. It is, I'm obsessed with it. And yeah. I got to master last season.
Ooh.
And but I get more upset with that game, I find, because you cannot blame anyone else. Because
yeah.
it's like a 8-person lobby and you kind of, you take turns versing kind of each person in the lobby.
Mm.
But then if you run out of health, you just lose. And if you come eighth, you lose like 70 LP, and if you come first you might gain, and
right.
then sort of in between, like,
so your tweets okay. the next day after playing that are like, I'm such a fucking idiot. Blow up my computer.
One time I got so mad from playing that I slept in a different room from my boyfriend.
Wow.
And like, he had done nothing wrong, mm-hmm. but I just was like,
it's
I
for your
can't,
own good.
I like I just can't even bear to like just I just need to like calm down and
yeah.
like be in a room alone.
That's
it's crazy.
My like, girlfriend has started playing yeah. games this year. Mm. She's now on her third playthrough of Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah, wow.
She literally is just getting to the end and then just going straight back in, and I'm like, hey,
wow.
you know what, there's like the tell me like the specific things that you're really liking about
yeah.
this game, and like I'll like recommend some other stuff. She's like, no, I'm just gonna play a Slytherin now. But before, like
wow.
previous to that, I would be like playing stuff on the Switch or whatever, and I'd be like, you know, at a frustrating bit of a game and like dying over and over again and just getting real mad and being like, fuck. And she'd be like, what, like, what's the matter with you? Like, it's,
what's
you don't
wrong,
have to get,
sweetie?
You don't have to get so angry. She's like, I've never heard you get this annoyed or like this mad about
yeah.
things. Like, I just don't understand. And now that she's dipped her toe in, she's like, oh, I get it.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing with Sean, my boyfriend, is that he is never gets mad. That's the annoying thing as well.
Right.
And that makes me so mad.
And he's
that I'm like getting so angry. And then he's like, it's fine, just, you know, play a game.
It's just a
game. And I'm just like, no, like, I'm angry that you're not angry on my behalf. And I have to message my other friend and be like, you need to be angry with me on this.
There must be yeah. aggro esports coaches, right, who are just like getting midway through and just giving the team an absolute
it's
spray.
Crazy. So I went to DreamHack in Melbourne, which is, you know, it was like an Australian LAN, and it was kind of insane because they are just angry little nerds.
Yeah.
And they do get really frustrated at each other, and like they're on the main stage and then they win and they stand up and they're basically like, fuck you. Fuck you guys. Like, it's not good game, good game. It's
yeah.
like,
yeah.
we just kicked your ass. Suck it. Like,
fuck.
it's
That's
so
what
intense.
I love about seeing that stuff
yeah.
is like athletes, you know, they were probably like the alpha male kind of guy at school. They're probably like, you know, they've got a bit more like, not that they have like the best like media training or anything, but they're a bit more like they kind of present, but then
they've
like
got a little less to prove maybe.
Sure.
In the
yeah. yeah.
Heads.
Sportsmanship is built into like that
right.
upbringing, I guess.
And
right.
then, yeah, you see these guys like thrust into this esports thing. Like there's that, what is it? There's 7 days out, the doco about
oh, yeah.
the...
That was about League
is
of
it
Legends.
Is it League of Legends?
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. And you just see all these teams where they're like, they're just not comfortable in the spotlight. You know, like they love
yeah.
playing the game and they're up there at the end. They're like, oh, no one, look at me.
Yeah.
Totally.
You see videos sometimes of people at those tournaments like fucking chucking controllers at each other and
yeah.
shit like that. I think that's why I avoid all of those things is because like, yeah, I can't handle that. Like I played Pikmin 1 recently and it's got a 30-day time limit and that stressed me out so much that I like genuinely have more grey hair, I noticed, like today in the mirror.
I think you've spoken about this game more in the last month than any other game ever
it's
on the pod.
It's
really damaged you.
Cortisol going through my blood that I've had because there was a time limit that was fine.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I can't handle the pressure of those things.
It just means
very...
you get a different cutscene at the end. That's really all it is.
Yeah, but also like if you fuck it up, you really have to have tried, it turns out.
Right.
Like you've got plenty of time. But I was approaching like I was fucking defusing a bomb every day and like...
But you're not like yelling fucking... Like you don't seem to ever get that sort of hyped about it.
No. It all goes internal. That,
right.
So that's why... And I wish I could express myself like these guys.
I'm an outward
yeah.
like...
Yeah, me
hold
too.
This, if I've just like a platformer where I've done the same and I'm like making the same mistake again and again, just dying over and over again, I'm a big one for like... just those ones like... And again, it is internal in a way because it's like... it's not. It's not the. It's like I'm just doing the same thing over and over again. Sure. I know I can do this. Mm. Why do I? I know the timing of the ledge by now. Why am I still just jumping onto the exact same spike every single fuck?
See, I get it mostly when I'm playing competitive stuff. Like single player or, you know, like playing Dark Souls or Elden Ring and like, oh, the boss beat me. Well, it's meant to, you know, it's programmed to. I'm going to get better at it. But yeah, like playing Snap or playing... what else? I guess like when the Elden Ring like player versus player stuff came in, the Colosseum stuff, I was getting so angry. Like that's the only time I'm like banging my desk.
Right. That's the thing with League of Legends is in a single player game, you might just go back to like a checkpoint and you can give it a go again and you're kind of at the base level. If you die in League of Legends, you're giving an advantage to the other person. So they've got more money, so they've got more weapons. So you just are on the back foot. Like if you make a mistake, in the first like 5 minutes of the game, you just have a bad time for 40 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, it doesn't like reset and you go, I'm gonna have another go. Yeah. Oh, I'm having another go, but I'm now weaker, so I have to be much better than the other person.
Right.
Yes.
So I already couldn't do it, and now it's harder.
Now
to
it's
do
harder.
It.
Yeah. And so you're just like, it's so stressful.
There's ones like if it's like I'll play like Call of Duty and shit like that really casually, and like I really liked PUBG for a while there. Did you ever play that?
I didn't, but Sean was into it for a bit.
It's great because you're alone again. It seems to be the through line of these. But like,
should we leave?
Like, put the cords through the door and talk to you from outside.
I mean, honestly, if we did these over Zoom, hey, fine with that. There was like a built-in like tension of like a, it was Tiggy, it's all chasey, and but that type of thing I can do where if there's a right way to do it, I think that's the type of thing where I lop off for some reason. Okay. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Having to print out your thing and use your little mechanical pencil.
So your crew that you started playing League of Legends with at school, are they still in the mix? Because when you get on, are you like teaming up with randoms, or do you have like...
So you can match make by yourself and just be matched up with four randoms for your team, and then the opposite team you have no control over. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a little
I'll play with Sean a bit, but I sometimes play by myself, but it's kind of better to have a teammate, especially if you're if you're a bot lane like myself. You know, you've got your ADC and you've got your support and they're together.
Yeah.
So me and Sean can be in the same lane together.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Cute,
you got to get Sean to like whip you into shape and go competitive, because you've got public profile. You show up on the scene. That's already like you're intimidating. You know, you're intimidating someone just by your presence.
Where I don't know about that.
Fuck, she's from TV.
Yeah,
you know?
I won a TFT tournament at PAX, which was very exciting. I got a bag of goodies.
Okay.
I got a couple free USB sticks. Not trying to brag.
Oh wow! Any Funko Pops?
I am pretty. I'm pretty sort of semi-professional. League of Legends, the skill cap is so high, and these people just like have like reaction speeds that are like beyond human.
It's like a young person's game, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and also just like people that have just like played nonstop. They're all, I mean, Sean's autistic, and I think that's why he's like so good at like Halo and certain games, because he can just like tap in and focus on this. Like he just play it all day and get like bored.
Zone thing is what like the Michael Jordans and shit have.
Yeah, exactly.
I am comparing him to the Michael Jordan of Halo.
I think that's fair.
Some people are saying that. Yeah.
No, but it is that same. It's like you just need to care
and focus
in a way that other people just don't or are incapable of. Like. I mean, being a numbers head in that world, obviously very helpful.
Yeah,
but in professional sports, like it is kind of the same thing. But like, barely anyone in that world would be, you know, getting tested or anything and being like, oh yeah, I'm autistic, even though there would be obviously so much in there because you just need that. Mm. Yeah,
yeah, totally.
You said you went back and played those Final Fantasies over to, what about story-based games?
Mm.
Story-based games, yes, do love a story-based game.
You're deep into 16 at the moment.
Oh yes, I'm deep into Final Fantasy 16. Yes, yes, I'm very excited about it. It's so great, to the point where I got to a point now where I'm like over halfway and I don't want it to end.
Right.
And so now I've got Sean to start playing so I can like watch him play from the beginning. And
oh,
be like,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're giving yourself like your own previously on just to sort of like exactly. Catch yourself up with the story.
You know, it's like when the story things were revealed. So sometimes like watching it back again, you're like, oh.
Mm. I love doing that with like, you know, showing someone a show that you liked and watching their face instead of the show.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's basically it. I like Horizon Zero Dawn. I've been playing Forbidden West. Again, this is my problem with story games, is that I really, really enjoy it. And then I'm like, I don't want this to end. And then I start doing all of the side quests and every small little thing.
Did
I know
you get
that...
into the little chess thing?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, it's Strike. Pretty good. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, oh my God. I just would play that all the time and I'd get really frustrated with that as well, because it's kind of, it is a broken game in a sense that like sometimes it's just the computer's too smart and it's like
it's
a weird thing. Sometimes
you,
it feels like impossible that you would win, and then you just have to kind of, by sheer luck, it's probably got like a mistake percentage of a small amount,
and you just
have to keep playing until they make a mistake. Yeah. Like, it's kind of annoying.
Right. You can't psych out a computer. That's the way you win on the battlefield.
But I guess when I was playing Red Dead Redemption, I spent an hour playing poker in the game. I was like, why don't I just play poker? Yeah. Like, it's just like, end up getting stuck doing these things.
But if you play regular poker, you don't get people going like, ah, I got lost in the swamp. And all the, if people would talk like Red Dead characters, to me while we're playing poker, then great.
Yeah.
I kind of wish with those little mini games that are in bigger games on a console that you could like, you know, what was the thing on the Dreamcast? The little thing
VMU
that went into the controller that you could like take with you?
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't really want to sit in front of my big TV and just play this dinky little card game. I wish I could like transfer it to like an app on my phone and just like have that part of the game like mobile.
What if they made like, like a physical, like a deck of... like the cards from the game, but you can hold.
You get to that part, your console goes online, and then it like posts you.
Yeah, it orders
a Red Dead cards. A Red Dead deck of cards. Yep. Hello, everyone. Dropping in mid-episode to let you know about our fantastic sponsor this week, Manscaped.
Oh. They're back at it again with the great products.
I
damn,
love it.
Daniel, they say. They want us to dab. You can't hear that, but we're dabbing.
Yeah.
Maybe you can. Hold on.
Yeah.
We're dabbing because you're not having a dab little bits of tissue paper onto a cut face.
Oh.
No.
Because you're using the beard hedger.
That's right.
From Manscaped. It's their latest product, and... it hedges your beard.
That's right, yeah. Pretend your beard's a big old topiary garden. You can cut it into a bloody a sphere.
A big tapir or a deer or like just some exotic animal. Like a deer.
Yeah, deer. Capybara.
Yep. The products of Manscaped are so good and easy to use that you'll be the constant gardener. Remember that film?
Yes.
No,
the Constant Gardener?
I do. Rafe Fiennes or something?
Yeah. You'll get a compliment from Jennifer Garner. Is that a person?
Yeah. Jennifer Garner's a person.
Jennifer Gardner.
Jennifer Gardner.
Yeah, that's not her name. I'm just saying she'll compliment you.
She seems quite nice. I can imagine that happening, yeah.
If you get along well enough that things get taken a little further with anybody as well.
With aliases Jennifer Gardner.
Yeah.
They make a whole bunch of products that we've talked about here before and that you might know of. And if you don't know of them, you can go to manscaped.com and have a look at the sort of things that they make for personal grooming.
Mm-hmm.
We recommend their products, and they recommend that we recommend that you use the code FILTHY at checkout.
They
and
do
you
recommend
get...
that, yeah. I was wondering where the fuck you were going.
They're like, boys, it's not an imperative, but it's just a suggestion.
Yeah.
Maybe let people know about the product that we're advertising on your show and that they get a great deal.
That's it.
And if you can, make it confusing because we're doing a thing where beard hedger, hedge maze, people should have to walk around a whole bunch before you get to the point of saying you get 20% off and free shipping if you use the code FILTHY at checkout. FILTHY.
That's
the way I like to save. Manscaped.com, filthy, 20% off, free shipping. Let me tell you, they're good products and you owe it to yourself to investigate, personal grooming wise.
And now, back to the show.
Bring, 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 bring. Hello, Yes, I will go back to the show. It was meant to sound like a harp.
Yeah, did you? We didn't. I don't think we talked about this on the pod yet. But in Forbidden West, they built like a little tribute to Lance Reddick.
Oh yeah,
they did. After he passed away. It's like within the last couple of weeks, I think it showed up and people found it. It's like a little digital sort of little memorial area thing to it.
There's a little hologram there that I think in the world is like it's a relic from the human back in the day times that it's we love this actor Lance Reddick back here before the world ended.
Which
is really nice. They had like a little island in there that was for a developer who died while they were making it too.
Wow.
This is meaningless, but the island was a lot bigger than the area where they put the Lance Reddick.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Jeez. They should now.
Gotcha.
They should eulogize in that game just everyone who dies in the real world now, regardless of if they had anything to do with the game.
Yeah.
Any celeb that passes away, it's like, well, obviously this had a ripple effect that inspired the world as we know it.
Any that have as well.
Exactly.
We'll miss you, Satchmo.
Yeah, a game that's just a graveyard for every famous person that's ever died that you walk around in.
I mean, Fortnite's becoming that if you count the like costumes as a tribute to every person and every character that's ever lived.
Rest in peace, Rick Sanchez. We had some great times.
Taken far after his time. Should have been much earlier.
So you go in, so you're doing the. I'm generally not like that. Like I just kind of barrel through the story, but I am doing that with Tears of the Kingdom. I can't bear the idea of it ever being over. So I'm like,
yeah, and it's just a weird thing. And then I forget what the story is, and I know that it's a problem. Mm-hmm. But it's which I'm liking about Final Fantasy, this one is that there's not a million side quests. It's kind of like, and also the side quests sort of pop up throughout the story rather than you basically like being in a completely open world.
Well, there is,
you could spend the time hunting.
There is something weird about the main story of, you know, like an open world game. The stakes are incredibly high. It's like, we need to do this or the world is going to end. So it is kind of weirdly immersion breaking for your character to make the decision of like, I might just play chess for 4 hours.
I got to collect these 10 chickens for this farmer.
Nah, this guy really needs an egg. And I cannot live with myself if I don't take care of this.
It'd be the same thing as how, like, whenever Obama would post while he was the president his, like, music that he listened to that year. And, like, Fox News and shit were like, how did you have time to listen to music? Yeah. You should have been doing your job.
I had an important side quest to listen to Slater Kinney, so I had to, get it done. Yeah. I had to get that little marker crossed off. So you're deep into 16, you specifically requested no spoilers.
Yes, because you messaged me saying that you were playing it. So I was worried you were going to be like, well, what about this bit?
And we all have. Where are you up to?
Well, then I don't want to say, just in case I'm past you guys.
Yeah.
I'm out, halfway. I reckon. I think I'm tapped out, at least for a bit.
What about Clive?
I am going to miss my British bastards, but I think I'm... I don't know. We talked about it a bit, but maybe it's a good time for a little Final Fantasy check-in.
Yes.
I thought it started really strong, but it just kind of, I don't know, it didn't seem like it was opening up enough for me. Like all the stuff you're saying about you like it not being too open, I was looking for a bit more of that.
I'm turning away from open world games these days. I just need more direction in my life. Mm-hmm. And so I like it when, and also I think it sometimes open world limits the game artistically because if you've just got separate like maps, then if an event happens in the world, that map can change quite drastically.
Right.
That's exciting. Whereas sometimes the open world, it has to sort of basically remain the same. Otherwise, it would be like an enormous game that would be impossible.
There's like handful of missions in an open world game where it's just basically getting you to go around to all the quadrants of the map can be very clunky where it's like, hey, go see this guy over here. And it's just sort of like taking you around the like four different corners of it.
Yeah.
Seldom done very elegantly, I think.
Yes. And I'm an advocate of just fast travel all the time. I don't want to like run around heaps. So there's kind of no point of an open world in my brain.
Yeah, true. That just means you have a bunch of similar levels, essentially.
Yeah.
It works if it's like, like an exploration focus thing like Tears of the Kingdom or whatever, where part of it is like going over the crest of that hill and
working out
like,
how to do
that. There's a mountain top up here.
Yeah.
But like
Death Stranding's another like the terrain is such a big part of it.
Final Fantasy does do it well though, where like the time jumps and that sort of stuff, it's cool to have.
And you'd be like, oh, this village looks completely different now because all this stuff has happened.
Yeah, now it's cloudy. Because the world's sad now.
Yeah, but I sometimes think with open world it's a little samey. So it is massive. The map's massive. But there's just sort of like, okay, this is where this kind of monster spawns and it almost is a little bit of a copy paste across the whole thing sometimes, and I'm like, it feels repetitive, whereas I think in this Final Fantasy game, what I like about it is that you've all the different locations that you travel to are like completely different, and there's factions and they're all like got different like governments and things, and so you go in and depending on your state of the game is how you're received in that place, and I like it.
I don't want to. There's the
okay, are you worried about something?
I've hit a spoiler wall in my head.
I'm over halfway through, but also I don't want to spoil it if people at home are playing.
There's like the one woman whose like job it is to just tell you about what's going on in the world, news lady basically, who's like,
oh, that's what
the red guys have moved in over here.
I love that because I love the time lore that you can activate. Because
that's very handy.
So, like, I'm so terrible with names. So I'm just the whole time I'm like, they'll say a name and I'll be like, oh, who's that? And then you just press
I need that with this. And then you get some... forgotten who you are, where you come from.
Mine wouldn't work. You bring it up and it'd be like, champion, mate, buddy.
I kind of wished that they had that lady or a version of that exposition at the very start, because I felt a little lost. And there is a point maybe like 4 or 5 hours in where there's like a couple of kingdoms are doing stuff and I'm like, I literally don't know what the dynamic is here. Like why
I should be invested. Where exactly are we on the map? Yeah. Like where is this specific?
It's that very Game of Thrones style fantasy where it chucks so many nouns at you. And you're like, where the fuck is Dalmec?
I do love like Ep 1 of Game of Thrones. They're really helping you out. Like every scene has like text come up saying where you are now, and like, you know, and they abandoned that like after like one episode. They're like, you're on your own. For 10 more years now, you're going to just be wading through sludge. Oh, no idea who anyone is.
Yeah, I can't read like fantasy novels for that reason, because there's not... You've got to then like invent a face in your head and then assign that name. And there's so many names to imaginary faces
that
in
all
your head.
Sound similar.
It is cool having them. You can bring up a thing and see who everyone is. And then B, they're the cast of the most attractive people you've ever seen in your life. And I'm finding that the more and more I go in, it's like all of these people are models.
It's like a great like semi-anime, like what Japanese people think medieval British.
And they think medieval British people are fucking hot as shit.
Clive is hot. Getting me through. Clive's a hottie. He's got a great voice. That was one of the things with Final Fantasy X is Tidus. His voice is a little... fucked, and his laughing scene is like he's not hot enough. And so,
what about Cloud? Is Cloud attractive?
Cloud's hot, but also like I guess in the remake,
Polygon lock.
He's got polygons all the way to his thighs.
Look at those thighs, I think.
Yeah. I love a stumpy man.
Quite like it's the how much of a meal it makes out of Clive changing clothes. You're getting into fights, man, and you got like just a cheeky bit of chest hanging out there. Good for you, Clive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bit of a face tat, like a Lil Peeves. What's his name? Post Malone.
Lil Peeves. Yeah, I guess Cloud's mostly kind of a dick in the remake, right? Like sort of just surly
brooding
to everyone.
Clive broods,
but he's a bit more...
He's got a purpose right from like the beginning of the game that is like wholesome. So
and anytime anyone asks him to help out with some bullshit, they're like, can you go get some apples or whatever? He's like, yes, fine. Like he'll do it begrudgingly, but like...
Well, he's a slave, remember?
Yeah.
Well,
he has to do what everyone asks.
I'm still plugging away at Final Fantasy. I'm enjoying. I've found like the pace of it really slow for some reason.
I think because my boyfriend was in Texas, and then I was like, oh, what should I do? Oh my god, I'm just gonna buy this game. I did like hours and hours and hours at a time. I had a lot of free time at that time, so
it
doesn't feel slow to me, so it just kind of
there's like every time they go to someone talking, the camera will like pan down to them for a few seconds. It sounds like such a nitpick when I say it, which might mean that it is, but like for whatever reason, every time that camera pans down, it's like 3 seconds of my life, but every time I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I know who's going to be down there. Let's go.
Don't try and boost up the runtime of this thing.
Yeah.
Come on.
You should be playing it on 1.5 speed like some people do with podcasts, which is insane to me.
I'd love that in some cutscenes, honestly. I know I'm a big one for like, you can't watch a movie on a laptop and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, some of these, especially like the early hours of a JRPG where it's like you're just walking like 5 meters. It's like, God, get me in there. Let me start playing this fucking game.
It's like skipping some of the voice lines because I'm like reading ahead, but the voice acting is really good, so I feel like guilty about it often. Because like everyone is, even the bullshit characters are really selling it.
Yeah.
Which I like about it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to for the rest of the year, Mel?
That's a good question. I mean, a lot of people talking about the new Bethesda Starfield, right? I think I'm pretty excited about that. Sean wanted me to watch like a 40 minute. He was like, the trailer's out. And I was like, so I searched the trailer and I open up this video for the trailer. He's like, no, you can't watch that video. I was like, what do you mean?
The
like,
2.5 minute one is included in the 40 minute.
Yes, exactly. And then changed it out. And he's like, no, this is a better one. And then I saw the runtime. I was like, there's no fucking way I'm watching this. Because also,
you need to watch the 2.5 minutes and then you need to watch nearly everyone who's worked on it telling you about the 2.5 minutes.
And the whole point of that is like, you, if you watch that 40 minute video, you get hyped. Like Sean's so hyped that I'm like, you can only be disappointed by the game. Like, you're not gonna be like, I want to go into a game like that that's like, oh, there's all these things to discover. The whole game is discovery.
Yeah.
I don't need to see 40 minutes of someone else discovering the thing that I might discover playing the game.
It's funny with like the hype machine thing of it too, how similar that 40 minute thing is to like what they were saying about No Man's Sky before that came out. And it, like, to the point where like the scanning of all the little roots, vegetables and shit on all the planets looks the same. So
I love it that like they, like Microsoft needing this to land in a big way and just having no eye on like the history as we know of, if you overhype something, it always backfires. And just them
isn't
being
like a
like,
meme that like he just lies? It's like there's like a meme that the guy
Todd Howard?
Yeah, it's like he just like, there's like a montage video of Tell Me Lies. Right. And it's just like him like saying
so you'll go
things.
Watch that, but you won't watch the 40 minute.
It's like him saying things about like what Fallout's gonna be like, and then, then a cut to a clip of like that thing breaking in the game.
Sure. That's it, like, right? Bethesda is like famous for day one bugs and like Cyberpunk was
was excited about Cyberpunk, and apparently it's all fixed now, but the hype is gone. We already did all the tweets about how you can change your cock size.
Well, like in that presentation, like the Microsoft person, when they threw to the Starfield part of it, they said something like, this is the most, Starfield is the most important RPG that's ever been made. And it's like, all right, that's just...
Can't
you're
say that.
Right.
You're not even just saying, like, it's going to be really, really good. It's like, that's so hyperbolic.
The fact that one of their hype things as well has been, it's got the least bugs of any Bethesda game. It's like, fuck, man. Okay. You're setting up some petards here.
Yeah. Yeah, you delayed it a year. Like, hopefully that time has been spent bug testing.
I have a feeling maybe I'm gullible, but like for some reason I feel like they wouldn't make the same mistake 11 times. Mm. So this, I am confident about it in a way that
I don't know how you bug test in a game where it's like got 10 billion planets that you can visit or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's 1,000, Tommy. Don't be silly.
Yeah.
It's this is the most important 10 billion solar system game.
I think
that's ever been made.
That's the thing, and now I'm scared. I think I will get too sidetracked and not enjoy the game, maybe.
Yeah. They
the
have said as well,
it,
like,
it's too big.
To hedge I'm the same way, and to hedge the bets of people like they've been pretty upfront with going, most of the planets fucking suck.
Yeah.
Most of the planets don't have jack shit on them.
You just get some resources.
It's just a cold.
I just imagine it just being like a rendered like Minecraft server. Like, it's like kind of like random a little bit. Like,
Mel's going to find an alien playing Pogs or something, and then that's going to be her entire playtime. It's just doing that.
Yeah. Swearing at it in this made up language.
Meanwhile, Sean's getting ready to do the, like, he's hoping it goes competitive. You know, he wants to.
Exactly.
He's watching the developer videos, like getting the stats ready to go.
Yeah, what's the point if you can't win?
Yeah.
That was another game that I got super into in high school was Minecraft when it first came out.
Okay.
I had the Minecraft beta. Oh. I know. I was
like
pretty
the web
cool.
browser one, like the,
yeah,
the old. Yeah,
yeah.
This is great because you're plugged into like all of our blind spots. This is awesome.
Yeah. Where I would spend heaps, again, with the same group of Skype friends who we all went to school together. I didn't just like meet them on Skype. I'd remember my like most visceral memory from playing is that we made this like base and it was a PvP server that basically if someone killed you, you couldn't play for 3 hours.
Nice.
You get like logged out of the game and you can't sign back in for 3 hours.
Just storming around for 3 hours being like, what the fuck?
It was kind of mean, but our friend, like as a prick, he spent all this time making this aquarium.
Yeah, that sounds like some I imagine Minecraft.
And then our friend Jordan was like, "Oh, we're gonna join. I'm gonna join in the server." And then he joined, and then immediately killed Robert, and then destroyed his aquarium.
Yeah,
And Robert didn't talk to us for like a week. It was really.
Did
was
you make a
one.
Lot of train tracks? I got really into making like little, when I was playing Minecraft a little bit, like just train tracks between fake little stations that I'd make. And you find a nice part of the landscape, you'd be like, there'd be a village there.
Yeah.
Set up the train track, but then never the town. So it was just these ghost trains going between. But I love it.
Wow, I've always wondered what an old Adam Knox is going to be. Mm. And now I know. Basement, model trains. It's written in the stars.
Yeah, of course it is. It's like, it's an inevitable. All paths converge, whatever choice I make in my life. To me, divorced in a basement.
Little conductor hat.
Yeah. No trains, can't afford them. She took it all.
I can afford the costume, and that's, you know, I'm manifesting the train set by dressing up like the conductor.
Why'd you take the mini trees as well? Everything.
What are some of the all-time favorites in the Bracewell canon? Obviously, League of Legends, but like
League of Legends in terms of us still playing it. I mean,
this is like a. Like a what, a 10-year?
Yeah, I know. That's the weird thing is I started playing League of Legends a lot before Sean, and then I was quite cool, and I got into it in like year 9, and then by year 12, like all the lads at school were playing. Mm-hmm, I was like, that old game.
Let me school you on it.
All right, I'll teach you a thing or two about League of Legends. In my brain as like a tall, lanky little freak at school that no boys were into, I thought that if I was into games, then like all the guys were like, oh my God, she's so cool. But you know, more just sort of like, oh, you're one of us. I thought that was just a way into like getting dudes interested in me, and then I realized
you're an incel. Cool.
Yeah, I know we say we don't do things with the male gaze, but sometimes we do.
I joined the choir at my school for the exact same reason. I had the exact same result.
He's got
a beautiful tenor.
But he's more of a 6 out of 10.
So I got super into that in school, and then I mean, I wouldn't consider it gaming. Pre that, I was very obsessed with Neopets.com Mecha Chase and Destructo Match. So that was sort of maybe where my my PC gaming started.
I had a couple Neopets knocking around on I can't remember anything about them, but I know I fed them. And I know I tried to build my own website to compete with Neopets. Like at one point, like a GeoCities.
Why has this never come up?
Yes.
The memory has been deeply buried for a while, it turns out.
Oh, my God. It was like this is Butterfly's Wings in action. Well, thank you.
GeoCities thing. Like, and didn't know how to fucking make a goddamn thing, but like...
GeoCities.com/AdamPets/...
I wonder if it's still in there.
Oh, my
the name.
God.
I don't know. I know I had a little view counter down the bottom.
Classic.
That would go up by one every day or something, and I'd be like, fuck yes, without realizing that my one did it.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't called Adam Pets. You got to remember what it was called.
I'll try and dig around, but like
Ben, we got to dip into the Patreon money to get hypnotherapy for Adam to uncover this memory. We need as much information about this as we can get.
I drew a bunch of them, but they were like definitely Pokemon Company would have come with a few lawyers. not Greekachu, because that would be too
Greekachu. Oh my god, I'm electric.
Okay. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Neopets was sick.
Yeah.
It was like browser-based. Browser-based Tamagotchi kind of.
Yeah, pets, but then it was like there was a lot of just flash games on it. So it was like kind of like mini clip, I guess.
They had like a little town or whatever, and you could go and like it would be like a Neopet wearing a fucking casino tuxedo or whatever. Like
I have probably still like close to like 100 million Neo points on my account. Like that's how like insane I got into it.
So it's still there? Like the. You could log on to your
like
Neopets.
Bitcoin,
and
my username is so embarrassing.
Hell yeah.
So I saw someone, my first one was MelNeo1 was my first username, but then I saw someone in the Neo boards have the username Evilness, so Evilness with a B. And three people went, that's such a cool username. And so I was like, well, I've got to make mine like that. But so many variations of Evilness was taken. So I had to do L underscore underscore Evilness underscore underscore L1.
Wow.
Right.
Catchy. So, yeah.
The L is spot on.
Yeah.
That is a massive L.
So I thought it was so cool.
There was something. I was talking about this with someone the other night. There was something about that era of the internet and being that age where it's like you're hyper into things. For me, the two things when I was 16 were the TV show Futurama and the band Jamiroquai. And so I'm consuming everything that comes out of those two factories.
Yeah.
And then when I'm done with that, what am I doing? I'm hopping on the message boards about those two things.
If you want to know how to get the opposite sex to like you in high school, this is the guy.
But I love that era of like half your time is taken up by the thing and then the other half is just a website for that thing. I mean, the message boards, I guess, still kind of exist, but not really to the same extent.
I mean, like Reddit is the equivalent, right?
Yeah, I suppose
so.
But just like...
And that it was watching Dragon Ball Z and then standing around with your friends before school being did you watch that episode just before we got here? Oh, wasn't it cool when Krillin punched Vegeta?
That did rule, watching TV in the morning before school and then just like hot off the press, doing the recap pod.
Yeah.
15 minutes later.
It was crazy with Neopets how they were never able to turn that into something beyond that. Because I feel like they made a couple of games, like a Game Boy Advance game or something maybe.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
And were never able to... Because I think a lot of people were...
It was massively popular at one point.
Huge.
And it still exists, but it's just so dead.
At the height of like Tamagotchis and like all the sort of... similar Pokemon competing things. They
got bought by Viacom, which kind of killed them.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. So they were people who made it were the people who were running it.
Right. Mm.
Then they got bought by Viacom. There was actually something weird about it where it was like they weirdly were like people who bought it from Viacom were like Scientologists and trying to sneak Scientology into Neopets.
Oh,
really?
And
did the L stand for L. Ron Hubbard in your name?
I might be spreading misinformation, but it was something along those lines of people acquiring Neopets that had some weird ulterior motive that made it an odd game.
You're perfectly allowed to spread misinformation
on
this podcast,
by the way.
We do it.
I'm pretty sure it was Scientology.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back into Neopets, get my little Dianetamon.
Yeah, see if you can spot the traces.
What I loved about Neopets is that they had an inflation problem.
Yeah, I remember this. So, I read something about this.
Yeah, so the thing was is that because to earn Neo points, you'd play games, and so they just sort of generate out. So there's any time you play a game and earn Neo points, you're not earning it from someone else. you're adding more Neo points to the pool.
Infinite.
So, basically you're printing money.
Right.
And so Neo points then reduce in value over time as there's more money in the pool. So they had to have these events that were basically like Neo point dumps, where it's like you spend heaps of your Neo points at the chance of getting something really rare, like basically gambling in a way. Right, so they had to encourage gambling on the website
in order to
Neo point stock value to not be
to shrink the pool of Neo points in the world.
And the gambling was great. And meanwhile, you're sitting on 100 million Neo points.
They're just sitting in my nation state.
They're called Thetan points now. I was going to ask about that. Is there actual monetization in like a League of Legends or something? Like, do you pay for gold? Like with literal money?
You can't pay to win.
Right,
that's always the thing. You pay for aesthetics, so you can pay for skins, and you can pay for. And I have spent a bit of money on skins.
Very
and
nice.
You pay for like a battle pass where you can like acquire skins.
You're
over
subscribing?
Time. Yeah.
To
no,
keep
no, no. You can just pay. Like they'll release a battle pass every sort of few months, and you can just buy that one if you can look through all the prizes that will. Dish out and decide whether it's worth it.
Dota
and it's never really worth it.
Right.
I work in TV, so I've got that kind of disposable income to throw at pixels, you know?
Yeah.
If it makes me feel something, it's worth it.
Dude, I bought three Pikmin vases right before we recorded.
Oh, yeah.
They look like shit, but they're fucking cool.
They're so not cool.
I didn't weigh
in on the group chat.
Conceptually, they're cool. Conceptually, they make sense because the Pikmin have little flowers coming out of their heads.
And so you put a single flower in a vase. And then no one ever enters the room.
But I know
you're too ashamed to show.
You're going
to
get annoyed by the fact that you can't aesthetically find the specific, like, right-looking little flower to come out of the Pikmin's head. You know, you can't just have a bouquet of roses coming out of the...
So I've got some Lego flowers that I've been saving.
Somebody's thought of everything.
For a rainy life. And maybe one of that. Because I feel like the sight of a dead flower in a Pikmin vase would be...
devastating.
Heart-wrenching.
Mm.
So
a metaphor that's very applicable.
Slowly falling off.
And I wouldn't replace it. I'd see it every day and be like, oh, fuck, I need to replace that and not do it.
Yeah.
I'd know that about myself. So eternal plastic that'll never melt.
That's actually a pretty good idea. He's got us there.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I disagree.
Well, we better wrap it up there. Yeah. Mel, one final question just in the realm of just to kind of follow on from the vibe of everything else we've been asking you.
Yeah.
How do we get Stan on the iPad?
What
you
got
to show me how
about?
To download it. We're aunties.
We're aunties.
Yeah.
When we were getting into the end of like, so do you pay for League of Legends?
That was a legit question.
And also because Stan is not the like, because I'm from New Zealand, it's like I've only just learned about Stan. So I'm like, who's Stan?
Right. It felt like the right reference because it is just like if your auntie was going to have one streaming service, it wouldn't be like Binge or Netflix. It'd be Stan.
Yeah.
My mum loves Binge because you can stream the Lifestyle channel on it as well.
Yeah, mine watches Bake Off on Binge.
Yeah.
Binge and it's and they're also they've got Grand Designs. Yeah, I reckon it is a good one for the
Binge
for the
is
olds.
The best one.
Well, anyway.
I also had no idea what Tommy was saying, by the way.
I thought it was like a running gag.
I thought it was like
Stan was someone who worked on the show and you guys are like, we're going to get him on the iPad.
Like, I felt really good about it. I felt so good about it.
Well, I sort of, maybe TVNZ on demand. That's sort of where my brain's at.
As long as you were entertained, Tommy, that's all that matters.
Write in if you were listening and you got it immediately, let us know.
Yeah.
Oh, no emails today.
Yeah.
Oh, they must be down. Google must be broken. Mel, thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Have to have you back sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the cheap seats if you're in if you're in Australia or you know,
you could VPN you could, the 10play.
Yeah, you can get on 10play.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the cheap seats every week. You are about to be in Montreal at the Just for Laughs Festival.
No one has told me my ticket sales, and I assume that means it's because it's sold out.
Yeah.
I assume that's why they're not breaking me the news.
That's when people stop communicating with you. Is when there's good news.
I'm sure.
I've sold 100 million Neo points worth of tickets.
We have a bunch of listeners in Canada.
Got a bunch
Do
of Canadian
we?
Listeners. Yeah,
oh, awesome.
So if you're heading, if you're in that area, or you're heading to the Just for Laughs Festival. I'm sure there are some people doing that. Check out Mel. And also, we have a lot of listeners in the UK where you are touring.
I'm touring in February next year with Ray O'Leary, who's also very funny, also a gamer.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. He's more of a Nintendo guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fit in.
All our UK filth.
Now we know the couch is big enough.
Yeah.
True.
If you're in the UK, yeah, you got a lot of listeners over there. You're going all over, right? You're doing a pretty
going
pretty
everywhere apart
tour.
From people go, why aren't you going to Blippington? And I'm like, I don't know, I'm sorry, I don't know.
I'm going on a holiday there, and listeners have been like, are you coming through Bath? I'm like, I'm going to London. I'm sorry.
Come have a pint with me. Yeah. People love, I'm about to go to Vietnam, and people do love, like, having heard on a pod that you're going somewhere and messaging you going, hey, I know you're only there for like 2 weeks, but please change your itinerary to come to where I am to have a beer with me. It's like, I don't know if I can get that over the line with the girlfriend. But yeah, thanks for joining us, Mel. Thanks everyone for listening. Filthycasuals.com.au for the links to all the stuff that we have going on. We'll see you next time. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals.
I've been playing a competitive game lately where you have to make feet battle each other. It's called League of Legends.
Oh, boy.
Did you understand that one? How do I get Stan on my iPad?
Yes, there we go.
Jesus Christ.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.